5 bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go!
Fire! Fighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins in the town of Plum Valley, where they have joined forces with editor Tom Culpepper in order to get basic fire equipment and train volunteers, which the community needs so desperately. When the chief's attempt to present his findings to the town council had been prevented by its president, Turner Lawson, the fighting editor had come to a decision. The people would have a chance to express their will on this matter at the coming election. With new candidates for the council squarely behind his campaign for fire safety, Tom had set out to defeat Mr. Lawson. Only, he hadn't anticipated the methods this man would use to fight back, as you'll see right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's join Chief Cody and Tim Collins in the living room of editor Tom Culpepper's home, which is serving as his editorial office since his newspaper plant burned the other day. Fortunately for Tom's plan to defeat Turner Lawson in the election tomorrow, a fellow editor in the next town is letting him use his presses for the all-important edition of the Courier today. Well, our friends have been working hard to present all the facts fairly and squarely to the voters, and that's why they're stunned.
Hey, casually. Thought I ought to tell you, Culpepper, your friend Al has suddenly discovered his presses are all tied up today. Will be until after election.
Why, that's impossible, Lawson. He wouldn't do this to me.
He did seem to regret it, but he happens to be pretty heavily in debt to me, my friend. He didn't have much choice in the matter.
Mr. Lawson, I'm forced to say I think it would be a good thing for this town if you were defeated.
Without Culpepper's newspaper to repeat this meddling nonsense of yours, Chief Cody, I won't be.
This is just about as mean as your firing my friend Luther because he tried to help us.
You and my ex-employee will be delighted to know, Collins, that I'm personally going to reorganize our volunteer system of firefighting.
Well, don't tell me you're going to train them, too.
Train them? What's so difficult about putting out a fire?
It's a dangerous attitude, Mr. Lawson. I hope you're willing to take the responsibility the first time you find out how difficult it can be.
I am, Chief. I am. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, there goes my dream of a decent fire department.
Oh, come now, Tom. You're not giving up.
There's no way we can get that paper out in time so the voters have all the facts.
No, Tim. It looks to me like we're stuck. Really stuck.
Now, look, Tom. I know you were counting on that one thing to turn the tide to what we believe is right in this election. You've had a whole series of fires in Plum Valley. It hasn't been any secret. People know about them.
Well, that's true, Chief, but the lesson behind them has to be dramatized, brought home to them in some way. You said yourself, people always think fire will strike at the other fellow.
I suppose most of them have voted for Lawson and his henchmen so long they'll do it again out of habit.
I don't believe that, Tim. If they can be made to see the need for good roads, they can be made to see the need for everyday precautions against fire. And when they do, they'll defeat a man as short-sighted as Lawson any day.
All right, Chief, but how can we help them to see that?
Well, I don't know. What did they do before newspapers and radio?
But didn't they used to have town criers who spread the news
by thunder? Why not? By word of mouth.
You mean we should make speeches?
Of course, all day. Whenever we get 3 people together.
Well, that's a bit out of our line, Tom.
Yes, you read my mind, son. You read my mind.
Just tell them what you feel this town needs from your own experience, Chief. You're honest and sincere, that's all that counts.
Well, I sure enough don't want to let you down.
Well, then it's settled. I'll pick the spots. We'll cover more ground working separately. And by the time this day is over, Chief Cody, you'll be an expert at public speaking.
Either that or I'll be so hoarse I can't speak at all.
And so the strangest campaign in the history of Plum Valley started. Wherever a few people got together throughout the day, suddenly one of our 3 friends would appear from nowhere. Perhaps it would be Tom Culpepper, bubbling over with excitement.
You want to know what got me fighting mad? Why, sure, it was a personal thing. Why not? I built the Courier up from nothing. and most of you read it whether you agreed with my editorials or not. But when my plan and all the work it represents was burned down because not a single volunteer fireman turned up, that was too much. And listen, why did my place catch fire? Because the Hancock block had burned to the ground just before. And what volunteers we do have didn't have the experience to make sure it was really out and it rekindled hours later. I wouldn't have the nerve to stand here now if most of you hadn't heard me begging for fire precautions, equipment, and training for years before this hit me. And if we don't have sense enough to do this job, then I'll go right on hollering for years to come.
Or perhaps in another part of town at that moment, Chief Cody would be saying in his calmer fashion,
I'm more of a hand for action than talking, but I do know one thing, folks. There's no amount of money in the world can make up for one life lost in a fire. And I found most of your fires are unnecessary. If, like Mr. Lawson, you want to look at it as a matter of dollars and cents, why a fraction of money lost in property that's gone up in smoke would buy the equipment you need. To say nothing of a safer feeling in your mind when you go to bed at night.
By evening, our friends were hoarse and tired, and far from sure whether they had made their points or not. But evidently, Turner Lawson also had his doubts, for after dinner, a sound truck pulled up before the fire barn. And now, as the chief and Tim sit with Tom Culpepper in his car, they hear the president of the council saying,
By now, most of you folks must be awful tired of listening to the nonsense that's been spread around town today. Lucky we didn't have a fire. All the hot air Tom Culpepper and his firefighting friends have been giving out with would have spread it something fierce.
Yeah, he's clever, Chief.
Yeah, but he's not giving them facts.
To conclude, I'm going to admit that there's a grain of truth in what my opponents say.
Very clever.
Our firefighting system does need more efficiency. What business doesn't? But how will electing new, inexperienced men to the council help that? We can handle that little problem without outsiders butting in. And we can do it without throwing a taxpayer's money away on fancy frills like new equipment. Remember that when you vote tomorrow.
Good grief, another fire.
It sure is.
I'll find out where it is.
Don't get excited, folks. Here's a chance to see your own volunteers in action. Our boys are moving into the fire hall as I speak.
Which happened to be awful handy.
Please move back so you won't be in the way of the truck. I think, folks, we're going to show any strangers that happen to be in town that we can handle our own fires with the best of them.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you think he planned this?
Yes. Let's go, Chief. It's the Cotter Tool Company.
The Cotter Tool?
Yeah.
That's bad, Tom. Very bad. Let's roll. Well.
Say, I can see the factory now, straight ahead.
No flames visible. Maybe that alarm came soon enough to give us a chance at that, Tom.
Oh, I hope so. This hits us where we live.
Employs a lot of townspeople, huh?
No, not only that, Tim. It's the thing that brings business to Plum Valley. The lifeblood of every other business in town. It's got to be saved.
Well, maybe we've got a chance. The fire truck's right behind us. Now, if this is handled right...
Well, I'm counting on you, Chief. Believe me.
I'll do anything that's humanly possible, Tom. But this is the section where I discovered you needed larger water mains.
Oh, does that make this hopeless?
Oh, no, no, indeed. But it creates a very special problem.
All right, you men. Get that hose out fast and attach it to this hydrant. Let's go.
I don't like to butt in, Mr. Lawson.
Then don't, Chief Cody. Just keep out from underfoot.
Have you gone out of your head, Lawson?
Can more than one man give orders at a fire, Chief Cody?
Certainly not, but...
Then leave this to me. I'm in charge here.
I can't stand here and see you waste time by attaching a line to that hydrant. Now, what you've got to do
is put the fire out before it gets a start. Into the building, men.
Now, Lawson, listen, I've got to warn you.
Save it, Chief. Thought you'd make political capital out of this fire, eh, Culpepper?
Never in my life. It looks to me like you are.
Well, getting credit for saving Cotter Tool Plant can't hurt me in tomorrow's elections.
Mr. Lawson, you're making a bad mistake. The mistake of your life.
Kind of counted on being the hero of this little affair yourself, didn't you, Chief Cody?
The chief fights fire every day of his life. It's his business.
This one isn't. Don't you forget it. Get that second hose into play, men. The rest of you... Follow
Well, perhaps Turner Lawson's confidence stems from the fact that no flames are yet visible in the Cotter Tool Company's plant. And perhaps he's perfectly sincere in his belief that he can handle the situation. But why is Chief Cody so positive the man is making the mistake of his life? Well, you'll find the answer to that when you listen to the next exciting episode of The Firefighters. And now Chief Bob Cody will have a word for all of you boys and girls right after this special message that you'll want to hear. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Last time we talked a bit about fire precautions when you're traveling with your family. You've checked emergency exits and read the guest instructions in that imaginary hotel room. Now, what would you do in the event fire did break out? Well, first thing, reach for that room phone and see the manager is notified. Then, supposing the fire is somewhere outside, close the transom at once. Then carefully feel the door. If it isn't hot, you can open it a crack, being careful to hold your head away and brace the door with your foot. I don't have to tell you what the rush of deadly fumes can do. Only when you're sure the hallway is safe do you make for that exit. If it isn't, well, that's what I want to tell you next time. Until then, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
Dash it! Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.